So, folks, let's face it. If you own a smartphone for any length of time, sooner or later, you're going to butt dial someone. Now, maybe it won't be a technical butt dial, could be a purse dial or a knapsack dial, but it's going to happen. So, one day, someone, actually, my best friend, called me inadvertently. So my cell phone rang, and seeing that it was my best friend, I answered hi. And I heard fumble, 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 "Who is this?" Well, I was so taken aback, I had to think about it for a moment. Who was I? Then I pulled myself together and I said, "It's me, your best friend. You called me." Well, we laughed about that and ended up talking for an hour, probably. But it's a good question. Who am I? Who am I? Well, I might say I'm my best friend's best friend. I'm a woman. I'm an auntie, a sister, a pastor. I'm a New Yorker. A Yankees fan, a Christian, a pro-vaxxer, not in any particular order. But when things are going badly, I might answer differently. I might say, "Who am I? I'm clueless. I'm useless, incapable, inadequate. I'm a hot mess." It is said that the great Protestant reformer Martin Luther had a habit, especially when things were going badly, and for the Protestant reformers, things often went badly. He would put his hands to his forehead and say out loud, "Martin, you are baptized." Not "You were baptized," as if baptism is a been there, done that kind of thing. But "You are baptized." "Who are you, Martin?" "You are baptized." Baptism, not a magic formula, but a sacrament, a visible sign of God's invisible grace, we say. God's invisible grace, and sometimes we sense it, and sometimes not so much. That's what our two sacraments are for, I think, baptism and communion. Signs that remind us that God is at work even when we don't see it or feel it, don't sense it, even when we don't think we need it. Possibly don't even believe it. The great preacher Fred Craddock used to tell a story about from when he was a young pastor, and he was having dinner with his wife in a little restaurant in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, where he was from. And an elderly man came over and started talking to them. And I guess the man knew that Craddock was a pastor because the conversation quickly got quite personal. "I'm from around these parts," the man said. "My mother was not married, and the shame the community directed toward her was also directed towards me. Whenever I went into town with my mother, I could see people staring at us, making guesses about who my daddy was. At school, I ate lunch alone. In my early teens, I began attending a little church, but I was left before church was over because I was afraid somebody would ask me what a boy like me was doing in church. One day, before I could escape, I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was the minister. He looked closely at my face. I knew that he too was trying to guess who my father was. He said, "Well, boy, you are a child of..." And then he paused. And when he spoke again, he said, "Boy, you are a child of God. I see a striking resemblance. Now you go on. You go on and claim your inheritance." The elderly man said, "I left church that day a different person. In fact, that was the beginning of my life." "What's your name?" Craddock asked him. "My name is Ben Hooper," the man answered. And Craddock writes that he then recalled that when he was a child, his father talked about how the people of Tennessee had twice elected a fellow who had been born out of wedlock as governor of the state. A fellow named, of course, Ben Hooper. I wonder if the young Jesus was ever whispered about and shunned. If folks said, "Oh, that's Jesus, Mary's boy, but maybe not Joseph's. I've heard some stories." Did Jesus ever cringe and sneak out early, lest someone should ask him what a boy like him was doing there? Did he ever catch people staring into his face, trying to guess who his real father was? I don't know. But Jesus grew up and was baptized, and afterwards he prayed. And while he was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." That, in a way, was the beginning of Jesus' life. Baptism is a sacrament for us, but sacraments aren't magic. Baptism only affirms what is already true, that we are all of us named and claimed by God from the get-go. Baptism makes that evident in a physical, tactile, earthy way. It is also an act of commissioning, really. For we are all commissioned by the Holy Spirit for service in God's beautiful world. Now, we are none of us called to the ministry that Jesus was called to, thank the good Lord. And most of us don't become governors or even city council members. But we all have work to do. Christ's work of loving the world. As we Presbyterians like to say, we are selected for service as well as salvation. So maybe our baptisms are like our ordinations. I was ordained by the Presbytery of New York City to the office of Minister of Word and Sacrament, but I was ordained for God's work well before that. You were ordained too, many of you, as deacons and elders, but all of you who have been baptized, sprinkled or dunked, child or adult, you have been named and claimed and called by God. Or maybe you haven't been baptized and you wonder about it. So let me warn you, if you're anything like me, sometimes you'd rather you hadn't been. Oh, you're fine with the named and claimed business, but the called part, the work part, that can get downright tricky. It can get rough, which is why it's important to remember that it all goes together, the naming and the claiming and the calling. For like Jesus' first disciples, even if we are sent with no staff, no bread, nor no bag, no money, we are not sent out alone and defenseless. We are sent as God's beloved. We are sent as God's redeemed. We are sent always as part of a community of faith that walks with us even during a pandemic, even when we are physically distant and maybe fearful. We are never alone. January 6th, last Thursday, was the anniversary of a day that I think will live in infamy, the insurrection at our nation's capital in 2021. But it was also Three Kings Day, the last day of the 12 days of Christmas, the day of Epiphany, when Jesus was revealed to the Magi in an epiphany, an appearing, a revealing. And of course, Jesus' birth, it was itself another kind of epiphany, as was his baptism, another revelation of God with us. And next week, we get the miracle of water into wine. That's an epiphany for sure. I've been thinking, maybe today's epiphany, the baptism of the Lord, is not about us getting a revelation of God, of who God is, but that we get a revelation of how we appear, are revealed to God, of who we are to God. There were a bunch of people standing on the bank of the River Jordan, a whole crowd of people. Almost all of them are baptized. One of them is Jesus. After, as Luke tells the story, the Spirit descends on Jesus in bodily form, and that voice calls from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Did other people hear it? We don't know. But we do know that Jesus was there down by the riverside with that whole bunch of other folks right there with them, with the sinners and the troublemakers, the true believers and the doubters. And I think that the way that voice describes Jesus as family, as loved, as pleasing in God's sight, I think that's the way that God sees all of us. I'm not sure we deserve it. I mean, I can have a hard time seeing God's beloved child in the insurrectionist and the anti-vaxxer, much less in the hate monger and the murderer. But there you go. I'm not in charge. And I think we should all thank God for that. Who are you? You are the beloved, precious child of God, claimed by God and called by God and sent by God. And despite all odds, and God knows what provocations, God has not, will not give up on you, has not, will not let you go. Baptism, like communion, like God's love, isn't something we do or control, but something we respond to and place our trust in and our hope in. You know, if we were meeting in person, in remembrance of our baptisms, I think I would just drench you all in water today. We can all use a good dunking in the Holy Spirit. But as it is, I hope, like Martin Luther, you find it encouraging to remember who you are, whose you are, to to remember, if you are, that you are baptized, or that you could be baptized. It's not magic. Whoever you are, God is still working on you. For God is the one who stands with you amidst fire and flood and says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." Children of God, when I look at you, I see a striking resemblance. You are called by God's name, beloved and precious and beautiful to behold, empowered by the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. That's who you are. So go on. Claim your inheritance. And to God alone be the glory. Amen.